The doc's face fell. Gordon thought it read, "Oh my God, that's all I need is a Mississippi senator on my case. That's a ticket to the Pacific. Get him out of here." Aloud, he said, "Okay, immediate discharge with full disability." He saw to it that Gordon got a new uniform, took him to the dentist to have his teeth filled, and got him paid off. Gordon went to law school at Cumberland University, Lebanon, Tennessee. With his 100% disability bringing in $200 a month, plus his GI Bill benefits, I was a rich student. A good one, too. He passed the Mississippi bar even before finishing his law degree. So I was a licensed attorney, still going to school. After graduation, he worked for several major companies in the oil business in South Louisiana. In 1951, he met Betty Ludeau in Acapulco, Mexico, on a vacation. They married a year later, moved to Lafayette, Louisiana, and began what became a family of five children, four of them girls. I realized that I did not have sufficient salary to support Betty in the manner in which she required, Gordon relates, so I became an independent. He went into a high-risk business, buying and selling oil leases, speculating on futures. He was successful at it. The Gordons today have a home in Lafayette and apartments in Pass Christian, Mississippi, New Orleans, and Acapulco. He still has pain, walks with some difficulty, but the Gordons are blessed with wonderful children and grandchildren. They are still in love. They love to tell jokes on themselves. It's been a good life. "And so what did the Army mean to you?" I asked at the end of our 3 days of interviewing. "The most significant 3 years of my life," Gordon replied. "It had the most awesome effect. I developed friendships which, to this day, are the most significant that I have. I'm most incredibly lucky that I got through it, and even more fortunate that I was with this group of outstanding men." In December 1991, Gordon saw a story in the Gulfport Sun-Herald. It related that Mayor Jan Retsema of Eindhoven, Holland, had refused to meet General H. Norman Schwarzkopf because the commander of the UN forces in the Gulf War had too much blood on his hands. Retsema said of Schwarzkopf, "He is the person who devised the most efficient way possible to kill as many people as possible." Gordon wrote to Mayor Retsema, "On September 17, 1944, I participated in the large airborne operation which was conducted to liberate your country. As a member of Company E, 506th PIR, I landed near the small town of Zon. The following day, we moved south and liberated Eindhoven. While carrying out our assignment, we suffered casualties. That is war talk for bleeding.